Illegal immigration levels may reach 500,000 over next 3 months. By John Binder on April 4, 2019. Illegal immigration at the United States-Mexico border could more than double from current rates in the next 3 months alone, as President Trump postpones action on the issue for a year. On Thursday, Trump backed away from previous threats he would shut down the southern border, now giving Mexico a year to clamp down on illegal immigration and drug trafficking before he takes any action against the country. While the southern border remains overrun, the crisis could reach nearly unprecedented levels between April and June, Princeton policy researcher Stephen Kopitz tells Breitbart News. According to Kopitz, over the course of 3 months, the Trump administration could see anywhere between 450,000 to 500,000 border crossings, a rate of illegal immigration at the southern border that is double the rates between the last 3 months, when about 195,000 arrests were made between December 2018 and February 2019. Arrests of border crossers and illegal aliens by federal immigration officials have increasingly resulted in those nationals ultimately being released into the interior of the country, as the Trump administration expanded the catch-and-release policy this year. A 500,000 border apprehensions in the next 3 months would not surprise me, Kopitz told Breitbart News. I think the current situation is likely unsustainable and will likely result in a political crisis somewhere before the middle of July, Kopitz continued. Kopitz's projection is that the U.S. could see potentially 130,000 arrests at the southern border in April, 170,000 arrests in May, and 150,000 arrests in June for a total of about 450,000 arrests in just 3 months. To put that rate of illegal immigration into perspective, there were less than 400,000 arrests at the U.S.-Mexico border in the entire fiscal year of 2018. Roughly 450,000 to 500,000 border arrests in the next 3 months would surpass the yearly totals of illegal immigration in fiscal years 2018, 2017, 2016, and 2015. Were I counseling the president, I would have advised him to close the border now, with good notice to the various parties, but I would have drawn the line here, Kopitz said. While Trump waits a year to take action against Mexico, there are projected to be potentially 1 to 1.5 million illegal aliens arriving at the southern border this year, based on illegal immigration and catch-and-release rates from February and March, the most recent months from which data is available. The nation's Washington, D.C. imposed mass legal and illegal immigration policy, whereby at least 1.5 million unskilled foreign nationals are admitted to the U.S. every year, is a boon to corporate executives, Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates, as America's working and middle class have their wealth redistributed to the country's top earners through wage stagnation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.